This coming week is Vocations Awareness Week in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. And so this weekend, seminarians are speaking at various parishes across the city, encouraging people to pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Rather than give you a separate talk at the end of Mass, I'm going to do my best to weave a vocation spiel into the homily. As Providence has arranged it, a primary theme of our readings this weekend is about priests. The first reading and the gospel were very critical of priests in the Old Law. Jesus, as we just heard, is telling us that the scribes and the Pharisees, those Jewish leaders who are tasked with the spiritual welfare of the people of Israel, are not practicing what they preach. They are failing, not only by being hypocritical, but by laying heavy burdens upon the faithful without possessing themselves a spirit of service to help the people entrusted to their care. This negative portrait of priest is contrasted with today's second reading from St. Paul, where we hear about gentle and affectionate priests who, rather than laying heavy burdens upon the people, are working hard themselves. Clearly, St. Paul's example is the one set before us as the ideal. It is the example that Jesus expects of his priests, and it is the one that the world needs. I think these readings highlight the importance of our praying for priests, those who are already ordained and are serving in our parishes, and those whom God is calling, some of whom may have not yet responded to that call. This is my seventh, and God willing, final year of formation for the priesthood. When I entered the seminary in August of 2011, we had 30-something priests in the seminary, or 30-something seminarians in the seminary. That number has more than doubled to over 80, to the point where the seminary is now full, and we just had a groundbreaking ceremony this week for the construction of a new building, which is designed to house an additional 30 men. While we have seminarians studying in our seminary from different dioceses and one religious order, the vast majority of men studying at our seminary are for the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. This is very good news. And probably the biggest reason for the turnaround in numbers in recent years has been due to prayers. Praying makes a real difference. While priests and seminarians are understandably asked to pray for others, I think it's important to remember that we too are human, and we certainly benefit from your prayers. But it's equally important to keep in mind that there are many people out in the world, people who are perhaps looking for a sense of meaning or purpose in their life, people who God has likely given a vocation to the priesthood or to the religious life, and they too are in need of our prayers. St. Bernard of Clairvaux is said to have estimated that approximately one out of every three Catholics has a vocation to the religious life. One out of every three. Today, according to one recent estimate, fewer than one in 20,000 Catholics are consecrated religious. Whether or not one out of three is an accurate estimate, it's likely safe to say that God is calling far more people to dedicate their lives to Him than are answering that call. If we look at the news at any given time of year, We see a world marked by sin and violence, with people desperately searching for a sense of purpose in their lives. We also see a culture that in many ways is morally destitute, devoid of biblical values, having no sense of divine or even natural law. In other words, no sense of the way God made our world to work and how we are called to live in it. There is no greater work in the eyes of God than labor to save souls. And our world is in dire need of both men and women willing to dedicate their lives to this purpose. But it's not just about increasing the numbers. Looking back to our readings today, we see how important it is to have people who aspire to personal holiness as part of their vocation. This, of course, also applies to married people and to single people living in the world, but it is especially critical for priests and religious who are called to a life of service to God and who set an example for the whole of society. By no means is this to suggest that a person discerning the priesthood or religious life needs to be perfect or to have lived a blemish-free past. We're all sinners, and God often calls those whom the world considers weak or lowly to use as his instruments. You also don't necessarily have to be that young. While many people discern a vocation in high school or college, I was 41 when I opened my mind to the possibility of dedicating the rest of my life to God and the church. People are called at different points in their life. The important thing is that we give God our permission to lead us and to choose something for us that we might not have chosen for ourselves. As we continue with the holy sacrifice of the Mass, I would encourage you to consider that it is through the words and the hands of the priest that Jesus has chosen to continue to come into our world. And perhaps think about what our world would be like without his real and living presence among us.